This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Roshan and Shaoning. Now, in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with James Chin, Professor of Asian Studies at the University of Tasmania, on his predictions for the Sabah state elections.
And we're running a poll as we do every morning. And today we're taking a look at who, we're asking you the question, who will win the Sabah state election? Go over on Twitter at BFM Radio to vote on this. Right now, with 61% of the vote, Warisan Plus is in the lead. 5% think Gabungan Rakyat Sabah will win. 10% don't know. And 25% say they don't care.
Could be political fatigue setting in.
It could be peninsula isolation as well.
Could well be. So we're going to be looking at that later on at about 7:45. But right now, we're taking a look at palm oil, which has seen a recent resurgence in price, with palm oil futures topping 3,000 ringgit just last week. Now, demand for the commodity has steadily risen as economies reopened from June of this year, with Malaysia's CPO exports generally trending upwards in the second quarter of the year.
However, the dip in exports for the month of August and the pullback in futures prices to 2,700 ringgit per ton levels earlier this week indicate the sector is not out of the woods yet and remains beholden to the economic volatility as a result of the global pandemic concerns.
So for a snapshot on what's impacting the palm oil sector, we're speaking this morning to Alvin Tai, soft commodity analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Alvin, thank you so much for joining us. Now, last week, palm oil futures capped their biggest weekly advance since 2015. By now, prices have corrected slightly, but what was the catalyst for this surge?
I think this run-up is very much supply-driven. I think there are two sides to this, palm oil itself and also soybean. So firstly, it has become clear that Indonesia's palm oil production this year will be lower. So that has helped to drive the run-up. Usually when Indonesia's production, increases every year, that will give rise to concern of oversupply, but that's not the case this year. So their production will be lower. Secondly, on the soybean side, US soybean crops in good or excellent condition has plunged to just 63% compared to mid-August when it was at 74%, which was its best ever reading at that time of the year. So that coincided with the palm oil price hitting its short-term bottom, and which then began its rally to beyond 3,000 ringgit. So palm oil price has really rallied alongside soybean.
And looking specifically at demand, have we seen a recovery in key markets like India and China?
Yes, in both cases, although broadly, export is still down, in the first 8 months of the year. But yes, in the case of India and China, we have seen some signs of recovery. But of course, the key here is whether this is actually sustainable. So in China's case, official import number isn't showing yet. But if you look at the combined shipment number between Malaysia and Indonesia from, June to August, China's import is actually up about 61% in those 3 months. And India's import in those 3 months grew by anything between 23% to 54%. Although, it trailed, last year's level all through the first 5 months. That said, higher prices like this tend to result in demand destruction or at least slow down purchases. So, during periods of high prices, countries will slow down on their stocking up. They'll buy just enough, for hand to mouth. And also in the case of China, import was strong in the last few months, in 2019, the last four to 5 months of 2019. So we are up against tough comparison in the months ahead.
And meanwhile, if we look at the prices of other oils like gas oil and substitutes and compare it to CPO prices, does it give us an indication of price direction? I mean, is there more upside here?
Unfortunately, no. With the run-up in palm oil price, it has actually made biodiesel profitability even worse when compared to gas oil. So when you look at Indonesia's biodiesel program, it will now lose about $380 per ton compared to just $200+ loss before this rally started. So their profitability for biodiesel has actually deteriorated. So it doesn't actually help sustain more upside for palm oil. And also spread against soybean oil has also worsened. And if you look at the price difference, it is now under $40 per ton.
Now, so with that, what is your CPO price range for 2021? And what is that view premised on?
I think 2021 could prove to be a year of very wide palm oil price range. Well, that is provided, of course, if soybean crop get hit by La Nina drought. La Nina is a weather phenomenon which causes drought in those soybean producing country, and probability of that happening is now packed at about 75%. Right, so now we shouldn't just look at it in ringgit terms, because palm oil is traded in US dollar in real markets, and it is now just above $700 per ton, which is not terribly expensive in a tight supply condition. Will prices cross $1,000 like in previous cases? Well, it could briefly, but it will come at some cost. So as I mentioned, Indonesia's biodiesel program has become very unfeasible, and so that could be jeopardized, which will then release back some 8 million tons of palm oil back into the market.
So should we be concerned with the closure of Wilmar and TSH's refinery in Sabah? I mean, how disruptive is this?
That particular refinery has about 2,600 tons per day capacity. So that's just under 3% of Malaysia's total capacity of 27 million tons a year. Shouldn't have any meaningful impact on the supply. We also haven't seen any widening of the refining spread since the closure. So that's a market telling us that, you know, the supply disruption is viewed as minimal.
Meanwhile, do we see some corporate manoeuvres with the privatisation offer from Qantas, and also market news that Boysted Plantations is primed for privatisation? Do you expect more deals like this, and what will be driving that?
There are always different motives to privatise, especially when profit is expected to improve, such as a current scenario where palm oil prices are on an uptrend. Yes, M&A in the sector could potentially get hotter if prices do stay strong.
Thank you for speaking with us this morning, Alvin. That was Alvin Tai, soft commodity analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, giving us a bit of insight into the palm oil sector after it's seen a little bit of a resurgence. But interestingly, you know, the what he pointed out, the fact that the rise in palm oil prices is really going to impact some of the biodiesel hopes that Indonesia and even here in Malaysia we have as well.
Right, because biodiesel gets its incentivization from the fact that oil gas is expensive, right? But if palm oil crop CPO is expensive, then that makes the profitability of biodiesel worse. Not to mention, he also mentioned Indonesia's production has gone down, which also helps. And demand is starting to recover in India and China.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, demand is a key catalyst, right? Because we do know that production of oils around the world has increased substantially, especially even in places like Indonesia. So, you know, if there's no recovery in key markets like India and China, then CPO prices, I think it will be hard to break through that 3,000 ringgit psychological level, although we did see it for just a short time. But I think Alvin's point is probably going to range between, you know, it's going to be hard to get to that 3,000 levels again because the outlook isn't so positive, especially like what you said, Roshan, with no biodiesel.
Yeah, so this is something that we're going to be looking at quite closely. CPO prices right now are hovering in the 27.90 range. Is that right, Roshan?
Yes, in ringgit, it is around 27.90 right now. Year to date, 0.2% up.
All right. And so that's going to be something that we'll be keeping an eye on. But right now we have our 7:30 news bulletin coming up for you. And up next, the latest measures to prop up the UK economy amidst the pandemic. That's happening after the news. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.